L just so happens to be my favorite day of the year, and I'm not talking just because it's leap year and only comes around every 4 years. I'm talking about the fact that it's National Compliment Day. So there's no other person I'd rather be sitting across than you, somebody who's so easy to shower compliments on. The hair looks great. The lighting, you don't even need it. Aww. The makeup is impeccable. The outfit is going crazy. And I just feel like this is going to be an incredible show because I'm with my friend L Duncan.
It's my turn. I love the way you compliment me. I just want you to know, you garner so much sympathy for, like, Elle picks on Gary, she beats him, but she's so mean to him.
Why are you talking in that accent? Who says that? Nobody?
Gary, he's so innocent and sweet. He's like a golden doodle. She's like kicking a puppy, L. You're so mean. Be nice.
I am
to
a
Gary.
Human golden doodle. My family fully supports the torment you put me through, by the way. So it's all good. I'm fighting this battle by myself. I'm like one of Leonidas's 300. It's me against millions. Everybody's on your side. You know what I'm saying? But guess who won that battle?
Wait a minute. You just said you're fighting alone. Like the dude from 300.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had like 300 behind him, but like, you know
what
I'm saying?
There was three. No. You were Jon Snow in the Battle of the Bastards. It's what you mean. He was truly alone.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too. I just feel like I'm a little bit more built like Leonidas. Jon Snow is sort of going for tone, and I'm kind of going for bulk. Okay. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the L. Duncan Show. I think that's our new catchphrase.
Yeah, going
Some
for tone,
go for
not
tone,
bulk.
We're going
right.
for bulk.
That's right.
We have quite a show for you today.
It's going to be stacked.
You know, we don't. We've mentioned this before. We do not let people permeate
yes.
this sanctuary we've
Correct.
Built here at L. Duncan. The only other guest we've ever had is Mina Kimes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we're just going to go back and suckle the teat of NFL Live because joining us on the show today, Ryan Clark.
Oh, my goodness.
To do a little combine talk, but in yes. a way that only the L. Duncan Show can, okay? We're not going to do the measurables. We're not talking about 40 times.
Yes.
But we are talking about booty so big, say, Lord, have mercy.
And you will have my attention based off of that tease.
Well, we already know,
Also,
Gary.
Because I'm here for the next hour anyway.
Because you love talking about men's bodies. All right. We're going to start in the NBA, though. He knows it.
I love my girlfriend.
You could just be built a little bit more like David Ortiz.
Just want to make that clear, dude.
All right. So the NBA has been marked this week with some yeah. questionable calls or lack of lately. Paolo Banchero's game winner where he 100% traveled against
Stop
Detroit.
It.
He traveled. He jumped twice. Okay. Or Dante DiVincenzo. This one was so incredibly egregious. He just straight up tackles Asar Thompson at the end of the Pistons-Knicks game. And the thing is, he tackled him literally at the feet of the ref, who just blindly didn't call it. Monty Williams was livid afterwards. We had Zion just decide, I'm just going to club Josh Hart right on in the face.
Bam!
Oh, my God. He could have broke his nose.
That was a downforce. That's nothing. That's fair.
That's a no call.
Oh, damn,
all.
That's a lot of blood, though.
Yeah, it
oh,
is.
Oh, golly.
Another tackle. Darius Garland gets tackled at the end of the Cavs-Mavs game. I mean, quite literally pulled down, rolled over, and then jumped on top of. Okay, just it's all bad. So we felt
Stop,
like we wanted
L.
to embrace our inner referee.
Okay, let's do that.
This is gonna make my dad so happy, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Clark Duncan capes for referees like no one else.
Listen, Clark got a point, all right?
What's the point?
I'm saying that somebody has to maintain order on these games and with these athletes, all right?
My body won't even pretend to wear this. It's just like, no, you're not going to wear this. I'm just going to wave it as a flag. Here's what okay. we're going to do. We're going to be referees.
Yes.
We're going to call fair or foul on some of the more egregious sound bites that we've heard across
yes.
the media landscape this week, starting with someone that I love, our own beloved Kendrick Perkins, who said this.
We could make a compelling argument for all of these guys when it comes down to Jokic, when it comes down to SGA, it could come down to Donovan Mitchell, Luka. Like, all these guys are going to put up historical numbers
yep.
in today's game.
Yeah.
Hell, if we want to make a case, why are we not saying anything about Sabonis? Sabonis right now, hold on, listen.
Why aren't we?
If we're going based on numbers, Sabonis is leading the NBA in triple-doubles.
Sure is.
Hold on. He's also leading the league in double-doubles. The man is averaging 20, 13, and 8.
Wait, for those of you that are listening on an audio audience and didn't just see that, he says that on NBA Today. Malika Andrews looks like she's sucking a lemon
There's
while he
so
says
much
it.
Side eye going Chiné on there.
Is like trying not to bust out laughing. Let me make the devil's advocate case for him. Apart from everything else that he said, there is not a better playmaker, I think, than Domantas Sabonis, other than Nikola Jokic, who of course is the one that's going to get the MVP. And the Kings have not had in their great franchise any MVPs since Oscar Robertson back in the mid 60s. And unfortunately, they're not about to get one this year. It's just not going to happen. The dude wasn't even an all-star. It would be the greatest leap of all time to go from not even being named an all-star to the league MVP. It's just not happening.
That's crazy that we're holding out the fact that he's not an all-star when half of that is fan voting and the other half, or 25% of that, comes from the league. It's so egregious that the guy who leads the league in triple-doubles, double-doubles, is basically running the point sometimes at 6'10" for the Kings, who were a nothing burger 3 seasons ago. He signs a max extension to stay with Sacramento. They were a fun story last year. They got to go to 7 games against Steph Curry and the Warriors in a playoff series. This is a fun, young, exciting team. And it was only 7 seasons ago, L, that people at this network, hell, we were on triple-double watch with Russell Westbrook, who set the single-season record with 42 triple-doubles in a season. Domantas Sabonis has 22 triple-doubles at this point. As a 6'10 power forward who can run the point, I think it's such a misstep that we're not at least adding him to the conversation. The Joker is obviously, you know, my pick to win it because he's a walking double-double. He's a walking triple-double. Domantas Sabonis is just a smaller version of him. I'm rocking with Perk on this one. This is crazy.
I think part of it, too, is that he's not on a team that, you know, they're 7th in the West, the Kings are right now. And also, for some context, the reason that Gary is coming to such defense of Domantas Sabonis, why he's seemingly so upset, is you see the odds on the screen. Gary, when it comes to the show MVP, is still plus 25,000. So he sees a dark horse. He sees
that on.
He is the Domantas Sabonis of our show.
And also, I'm going to cape for my fellow Eastern European.
There we go.
You know what I mean? Polish brothers, stand up.
All right, fair or foul on what we witnessed on First Take this week. Listen for Mad Dog.
All right.
All right, number
Give
four.
It to me.
What?
Thank you.
This is an impossible sport to play because it requires finesse and ability to skate and all those things.
Yeah, hockey.
Don't laugh.
Yeah, he's right.
Curling.
Hockey is, wait.
Figure skating?
Did he say curling?
Curling.
I don't even know what that is. Mad Dog, I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God.
Molly wants some clarity.
Blow the whistle. Curling.
As a top five most difficult sport, period.
Yes.
He went on to say tennis, golf, baseball.
He put football behind curling as the most difficult sports to play. Now, I think we all remember a few years back, one of the Olympics, when skinny Andy Reid won for America in the curling, in the Olympics for the curling division.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say anyone that even slightly resembles Andy Reid is not participating in a sport that is particularly difficult.
Well, I mean, David Wells is a World Series winner for the Yankees. So I guess we can poke a couple of holes. I just want to point out that if Mad Dog is going to cape for a top five most difficult sport of all time, he's got to know the rules and intricacies of said sport. Like, they're on shoes.
Yeah, they don't wear skates.
They're rocking, like, shoes for cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could pull up to Kohl's and get yourself a pair of Avitas, you know what I'm saying? Some double Velcro joints and go curling. You know what I mean? Is it a top five sport of all time? No. And actually, the most difficult sport ever is golf, and he had it at number two. So I don't hate the list, but I do hate the curling pick.
Let me just throw this out there for you before you get all up in my mentions and you're like, because I did it. Competitive cheerleading.
Super strong.
Bruh, competitive cheerleading. You are flipping.
Yeah, you
are holding other girls who are your age up by yourself. You're rotating pyramids and you're doing it all on beat. You're doing it all to an 8 count. You're coordinating like 35 different girls and tumbling passes and all these things that are all happening at once. Competitive cheerleading is crazy hard. I played softball and baseball my whole entire life. I never got more banged up than when I spent 3 years competitive cheerleading. All right.
You were strong as hell though.
You know I was.
Iced up too.
Oh, well, clearly I wasn't the flyer. Clearly I was the base.
That's crazy.
I was the one throwing the girls.
I was mad strong for no reason. She had that 3-piece arm.
You already know.
Crazy. Just no sleeves summer of whatever that was.
I've got nasty traps. Honestly, if you guys stick around at the end of the show,
you're gonna flex for us?
I will show you my traps.
You're gonna flex?
They're unreal.
What a tease.
You're gonna marvel.
Did our YouTube subscribers just skyrocket?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're waiting for on OnlyFans, some trap shots. And lastly, speaking of shots,
damn,
this was an interesting one. Do you guys remember who Chiefsaholic is? Okay. Chiefsaholic is the 29-year-old who pleaded not guilty last year to 19 charges, including bank theft, money laundering. This dude basically either robbed or attempted to rob 11 banks in 7 different states. And he did it sometimes wearing Chiefs garb. And he also did it so that he could fund going around to different stadiums and seeing his beloved Chiefs. All right. Now, this man is, for all intents and purposes, guilty as guilty can be. Okay. But according to his lawyer, he's not a criminal. He's a hero.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing and Xavier's pocket was collapsing. But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure. We know that he doesn't give up. We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground.
Okay, this bruh combined Jim Valvano's ESP speech about never giving up with a little Tim Tebow.
He threw that into the AI chat generator.
He really did.
He was like, Chiefs fan? Federal allegations? Give me something to work with.
What is some football allegory, ChatGPT, that will help me paint this picture? Pocket collapsing.
Also, didn't know Ryan McGee had his law degree. Okay. Yo, come on. That looks like the homie Ryan McGee. You know it does.
I know. That's my friend.
He's my friend too, and I think he would appreciate us calling facts facts. I'm upset with this day and age of criminals. I used to get away with crime and then disappeared, never to be seen again. Not get away with a crime and then go into one of the most secure of 32 venues across the country, which is an NFL stadium with cameras and security and checkpoints and whatnot. These criminals ain't criminaling right, L. What?
Please guide them and show them the way, Gary.
I thought about robbing a bank once. I ain't even going to lie.
Shut up.
It's for...
You watch Place Beyond the Lines with Ryan Gosling.
Story for a different day.
Unbelievable.
I mean, but I'm here now. I didn't do it. I wouldn't have got away with it.
No.
I can't survive in the clink.
Yeah. I also don't think that you're a guy that could like hide behind a mask. I think you'd be like, oh my God, what it would do to my skincare regime to wear a ski mask. Ooh.
Hell, I wasn't going to have to wear a mask. Let's just say that.
Coming up, we are going to be joined by the incomparable Ryan Clark. You don't want to miss it. It is combine talk that you have yet to hear really anywhere.
Yep. Buckle up. Yeah,
literally buckle up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, did you guys know the L. Duncan Show is the fastest growing podcast?
What?
According to JimRat3675825 on Twitter.
Follow him.
Every Monday and Thursday, new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can see us on YouTube and on Fridays, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. See us in the flesh. Well, wearing clothes, but the flesh is underneath.
Fortunately for you guys and fortunately for us.
You know, we are at NFL Combine time.
Come on.
And we figured in true L. Duncan Show fashion, who better to give analysis and expertise on the combine,
come on,
a guy who didn't even go, Ryan Clark.
I just felt like that was super personal, L.
Listen, one of the greatest misjudged, Ryan Clark will always stand as, just because you don't get invited doesn't mean you can't be a damn success and a champion, RC.
My God, I wasn't expecting that. But I was also thinking, as you said it, like, hold on, guys, I didn't even go to the combine. They didn't even invite me.
Wait, I have to ask you, RC, what is, we see like people get the call for the hall of, what does it look like to not get the call? Like, is there like a deadline where it's like, if I don't get the call by today, I know I'm not going to the combine. How did you find out you'd be left out?
No, I mean, one, like the guys who go, a lot of them know that they're going. Mm-hmm. And then the dudes that get the invite a little bit later, you're having conversations with your agent. They're letting you know that you may have an opportunity to get invited. Every agent that was recruiting me started off by saying, well, listen, you're only going to have a pro day, or we know you're not going to get invited to the combine, or we know you're not going to the Senior Bowl. So here's our plan. So everybody had sort of prepped me that I wasn't one of them ones,
yeah,
like they say, you know what I mean? So I was cool with it. Like, you understand it. But like every kid, when he goes to college, he maps out his plan, right? Like, I'm going to be all conference. I'm going to leave in 3 years. I'm going to tear up the combine. I'm going to go first round. Well, it doesn't happen like that for everybody. And I was definitely one of those people that didn't.
And look, a champion.
Got a Lombardi.
Okay, got a Lombardi. Hey. All right. All right. You won the ultimate game. So because you've already won the ultimate game, we decided to make you play a game against our own Gary Streisky.
Oh, come on.
This will combine your knowledge, okay, and also.
Well, I haven't been to the combine either.
Yeah, some fun facts. You guys both have the same combine experience. Exactly.
I've driven a combine.
So basically, I am going to ask the questions and you guys will answer, and you don't get to choose the categories at all. Hey, this isn't really like Jeopardy at all. Whatever. Right. We start with the category, RC, size matters.
Oh, hell
no. 100 points, and you still have to frame it in the way that you would Jeopardy. Here's your clue.
Okay.
Last year, Kirby Smart let everyone know Bill Belichick looked for players with this huge body part.
Ooh, what is buttocks?
Yes!
Damn!
Correct. For 100 points, butts and asses is the correct answer.
Oh, for real? Because on some Belichick stuff, I would have been like, heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Brains, motor.
Yeah. Ability to shut up and take it.
Damn. Hey.
Gary, are you ready for your clue?
I think so.
Okay. This 2020 first round pick joked that he considered retirement after being told the football might slip out of his tiny 9-inch hands.
Who is Kenny Pickett?
Who is Joe Burrow? Do
Joe
I get to go?
RC also gets your points.
I knew it was one of the small hand guys. Kenny Pickett, more recent. Yes. Yep. Yeah. And that's why Ryan Clark is on NFL Live and not Gary Streisky.
We go from shut up and take it to Ryan Clark gets your points.
I love it. That is 200 points for Ryan Clark, but you can catch up right now.
Family
with this
Feud
next
style.
Category.
Okay.
This is outfit of the day. You could call this a Wonderlic for broadcasters, where you have to remember the last time you wore some of these suits so that you don't off too often. So, RC, what month did you last wear this outfit?
Oh, my goodness.
February of 2023. Super Bowl.
Correct!
It was a Friday.
He even knew the day.
Time out. Gary. This is not fair. RC is perfectly curated. I've never seen this guy in a suit more than once. This is not fair.
That's exactly why I know when I wore it.
And not for nothing. It's not quite not distinct. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not.
Yeah.
Yo, I think I remember when RC wore that. It was a Friday in February.
All right, Gary, when's the last time that you wore this?
Come on.
Oh, he got to know that.
Right.
The month is all I need. Okay, so it was 2023, and the month was, end of baseball season. I'm going, I think September. September of 23.
Correct.
Boom!
Right, he's back in there.
Okay. Gary, it took you that long to know when you showed up dressed like a King Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Like, really, bro?
It did.
Come on.
And RC, this is why, bro, because.
That's sad.
Well, here's the thing, man. While I've worn that cloak but once, I probably wore that tie 100 times, bro. I ain't even lying. My budget is not your budget, all right? So those ties and these suits, they get recycled, my friend, all right? My closet looks like a recycling bin. Every 3 days.
Right.
Every 4 days.
I respect it.
While we're keeping track of score, Gary finally on the board with 200 points. RC smoking him with 400 points.
Damn.
But our next category, you can make up some ground.
Okay.
The category is Underwear Olympics.
RC. Okay.
This NFC North head coach once said, "You grade him off the tape. You don't grade off somebody out here in pajamas."
Come on.
Ooh, that's, I don't know that one. Let's see. NFC. You said NFC head coach, L?
NFC North head coach.
Oh, that's going to give it away. North. Oh. That can only be one guy. I'm leading the witness right now.
Yeah. Is it, who is Dan Campbell?
Correct.
I knew it. Ooh. I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah.
And RC.
Bite him on the kneecap.
Yes.
Because we know.
I said, bite him on the kneecap. Mm-hmm.
If we pay attention to anything Elle says, she likes to do her little
Dan Campbell. Oh, yeah. PC principal from
exactly.
South Park.
So she gave you the voice.
You grade him off the tape. You don't grade off somebody out here in pajamas.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's not a Harbaugh. All right. That's definitely not. That's not a Harbaugh right there.
Gary, here we go.
Okay.
This longtime Buccaneer defensive lineman and former 2010 first rounder was asked if he wore a G-string or a jock strap when he played.
Hey, yo.
This is tough.
A Buccaneers defensive lineman.
Former 2010 first rounder.
I know who this is. Why can't I? Oh, gosh. Who is Gerald McCoy?
Nailed it!
Boom! Okay.
That's who I thought it was.
We out here.
Gosh, I was going to swoop in and steal. I was going to steal it.
Damn.
God.
Oh, so RC had that. He knew that.
RC knew. He was ready. Okay. We have come to final.
Gerald McCoy did say no,
Gerald
right?
Gerald McCoy did say it.
Okay.
Yes.
He did say no.
He said no.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, you never know.
It wasn't a yes or no question.
Yeah, it was a which one?
Chop?
Oh.
Strap.
Oh.
Gary.
Oh. And which one did he? Jockstrap.
Yeah.
Jockstrap.
I seriously doubt he said
a little bit more. A little bit more comfortable, I guess.
We've reached our final
They don't do
clue.
The same thing.
We've reached our final question.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. except one flosses the wrong way, and I'm just telling you as a woman, they're not great.
You said they go in the same places.
So the final question here on okay, it all comes down to this for you, Gary. You are really, really behind.
Damn.
RC is smoking you right now, all right? This isn't a 28-3. He's just been beating your ass from the get.
Damn.
Your final question is an audio clue. RC, Gary, listen in. You'll get the first dibs, RC. Here we go. It's an audio clue.
Selling hot dogs at a stadium. How would you yell? Like, what would be your yell? You got to do it like, you know.
Hot dog! Get your hot dog! Get your hot dog!
So, RC, if you were selling hot dogs at a stadium, what would be your hot dog call?
Ooh, my hot dog call. Hey, what's happening? Come get this glizzy.
Okay.
And if I give it to you and you a woman, you can bite it straight. But if I give it to you and you a man, I want you to cut it 6 times, shake it in your hand like dice, and throw it in your mouth. That would be my hot dog.
God,
I feel like you thought about this. Yo. I feel like RC is at events like, man, if I could just get that hot dog cart, what I could do with that.
Yo. What the? Yo,
that would be,
your first day at work would be lit, but it would also be your last day at work.
Hey, but I would teach men the proper way to eat hot dogs in public.
That's funny, dude.
All right, Gary, what's your hot dog call?
I too bite my hot dog from the side. I mean, how am I going to follow that up?
Fair, you lose. Ryan Clark.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
We ain't getting in.
I've got another question for you. If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
Yes. I'll break the ice.
Absolutely not, because I don't eat pork.
Okay, there we go. These and other extremely cringy questions that the Combine is known for on the other side with Ryan Clark when we return on the L. Duncan Show. Lock in.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, did you know that the L. Duncan Show has new episodes every Monday and Thursday?
What?
If you gotta ask somebody, Okay, you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube. We didn't do hair and makeup for nothing.
Yeah,
and by true. We, I mean Gary. Tons of makeup.
Yep.
As we are back.
It's like an all-natural look, though.
Is that
I think
what
is what I asked for.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Something light.
Very good foundation. The foundation is
appreciate that.
It's very nice.
And without takes off the shine. You got nothing. RC knows.
Nothing.
RC knows.
A house built on sand will stink.
Okay. You know what? Can we stop with the yearbook quotes? Because we've got some cringy questions to get to. We famously told you Ryan Clark was not invited to the combine, but Ryan Clark has become a media giant. Ryan Clark knows how to navigate a question like the best of them. And of course, the combine is notorious for putting these kids on a spot, these prospects, by asking them weird questions and seeing how they're going to react.
Yep.
So RC, we're going to make you our test dummy. We're going to ask you some crazy, cringy questions. Some of them are real legitimate questions that are asked at the combine. Some of them are just things that we really, really want to ask you. And we're going to decide in gladiator style if that answer gets a thumbs up and you get to live.
Okay.
Or if that question gets a thumb down and you're going to the Lions. Okay. Mm. Not literally.
You win the crowd, you win your freedom.
Okay, okay.
Correct. You win your freedom. Okay, we ready? First one. How many ways could you use a brick in a minute?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways to use a brick. You can obviously use a brick to protect your mother if someone is trying to hurt her. You could use a brick to break a window if your house is on fire and there are people in your house that you love and that you care for and you want to take care of. You can also use a brick. Say I'm walking down the street and there's a woman like Elle Duncan who's being attacked by muggers. I can use that brick to hit the muggers and to hit the assailants while I call the policemen and wait for them, because we all know that policemen are here to help people that look like me. Also, if I had a brick, think about having a brick and now there's someone stuck in the car, there's a dog and it's very hot outside and I see that this little poor puppy and their fur is all sweaty and all matted down and all wet. I can break that window and I break that window and I save that dog, because we all know that in this society, dogs are more important than people.
Wow.
There are so many ways to use a brick.
You know what? He nailed the protector part,
correct,
being a hero.
Correct.
He shouted out our police.
Correct.
This is a guy that stands for his flag. Thumbs up. He's a patriot.
He wouldn't fight off the stinky bandits though in Home Alone, and the brick was notorious for knocking them out.
Fair.
Also, brick, integral to the foundation of homes, too.
Also, brick, integral to Gucci Mane's career taking off. All white bricks, white tan bricks.
Hey, all white bricks.
Okay.
Bricks are important.
That was a good answer.
Pass.
Prospect John Doe.
Clark.
Here's your next question.
I like John Smith because he's now black, or Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
Which sort of threw me off.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, it's like watching a show where like Foxworth and Mina are thrown into a house as assassins.
Oh,
like it's,
he's kind of right
with that game.
He's kind of right.
Okay, prospect John Smith. Where's the weirdest place you've ever made love?
There's truly no weird place to make love. Now, there's some weird place I may have had sex, but there's never been a weird place that I'd make love, because if I'm making love, I'm making love to someone I care about. So I want them to be in a place where they are comfortable.
Wow. He's a romantic.
Wow.
He's kind and generous and thoughtful. He's a thoughtful lover. I don't know if that is important to football, but you know what?
You have to love the one you're with. And there's going to be 52, other people in that locker room. You got to love them like brothers.
That's true. That's a guy that's going to make love to his whole team. Wait.
Hey, go. Hey, go. Hey,
yo, okay. You're still going to pass.
I'm not going to do that, coach.
I'm not.
Coach. Hey, coach. Honestly, coach, if that's a prerequisite of being on this team, I'm going to play baseball. Like, I'm cool.
And this is a man who stands on his morals.
Another thumbs up.
Hell yeah, brother.
You're nailing these. Okay, next cringy question, John Smith. What's the most embarrassing thing on your internet browser history right now?
Oh, wow. Whoever the lady is that was with the guy from Hot Ones, so what was it, Sean Evans, and he was the lady that did adult film.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about it on The Pivot, so I felt like I should be familiar with her work.
Ah, wow, you did some research. This guy's well researched. He takes
studies film.
100%
studies tape.
There's no small parts.
Yep.
No. He wants to be thorough. Yep. And he
actually, in studying her film, there actually were not any small parts.
Okay.
So.
And sir, and prospect John Smith, because the NFL is a wholesome family game, I'm gonna ask you this question. Would you rather dogs be able to talk or text? You can only choose one.
I'd rather dogs be able to talk because dogs are apparently man's best friend. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to call your best friend, not only relegate them to texting you. Also, I am afraid of dogs. And the one thing I love about humans is, like, normally where I grew up, if a human was going to punch you in the face, there was some name he called you or profanity he used right before he punched you that alerted you you were about to be punched. Mm-hmm. I would like a dog to cuss me out mm-hmm. before he bites me.
Ah,
I understand okay. situational awareness. Mm-hmm. He understands where yes. there are threats.
Yeah.
I got to give him another.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you here. I'm going to feel like.
Why?
Well, listen, dogs being able to talk. There's already so many needy, talky people in my house right now asking for.
It's your family.
I don't need it. Yeah.
That's your family, by the
true.
Way.
True. I don't need a dog adding to that. So I'm going to give him a thumbs down on that one. I want that dog texting so I can ignore his
well,
ass.
Well, I'm going to say this. The reason I don't want that is I've been married 20 years. And the speed in which my wife can text angrily with two hands, thinking that a dog may be able to use all four legs as hands
wow.
and text in that Jeez. Manner would, listen, hey, listen, you know what they say, bees be crazy. So you get a dog that's a female mm-hmm. with a text and four legs, hell, you don't want that.
That's probably where the phrase came from, was these female dogs acting like bitches, you know
well, that's
I mean?
The thing. But if we're talking about female dogs, we can just say bitches.
Yeah, that's true.
You can just say
it. You don't have to bleep it out.
Scientific term.
You mentioned something.
I'm just trying to come back to the show. I'm already teeter tottering or never
no,
being
man.
Invited back.
You better be added to the graphic.
100%. You're already climbing the ranks of MVP. You mentioned something earlier, prospect John Smith, and I want to hamper down there a little bit. You mentioned watching something and there was nothing small. What physical attribute? Oh. Do you wish were a little smaller on you?
On you?
Oh, that is easy. I know a lot of times when I shoot these shows or when I'm... No, I know a lot of times when I play football and I'm able to get on TV, they shoot me from waist up uh-huh. and from the front. Mm-hmm. If they shot from waist down in the back, they'd need a bigger camera with a bigger lens. So I would, unlike Kirby Smith and Bill Belichick, actually like my buttocks to be a little smaller.
Can I fool, like, in without sounding, this is probably going to alert HR and I'm sorry for this.
Perfect. That's perfect.
But when I first like met Ryan Clark, he knows this, that's why he's laughing. I first met Ryan Clark, we really didn't know each other. We had just done a couple shows. I knew him as a fan. My mom loves Ryan Clark. Oh my God, she always has. And we're sitting there talking outside the studio and he takes his jacket off just because he was done with whatever and he turns around. And I literally said, you're packing a lot of heat back there. He is, if you've never seen, now we're encouraging people to objectify you, RC, but if you've never seen it, that thing is it's a marvel.
You got a porch?
It's
yo, RC, you walk into a room 10 minutes before the back end does? That's crazy.
Yeah, it takes a while, bro.
That's crazy.
There's been some behind the scene videos of some things I've shot, and I'm like, hey, don't use that
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, keep those behind the scenes.
Can we keep behind the scenes in front of me, please? Can we do that? Yeah, I was. It's yeah.
That's good.
I think it's you know, particularly impressive, but not your best asset. That, of course, is how funny you are, how great you are, and we're
so
glad that you're going to be on our team a lot longer. And if this show makes it past today, we hope that you'll come back, Ryan Clark.
Thank you so much.
We love you, friend. On the other side, we'll close things out.
Bro, that joke was fun. Thank you. Y'all be good.
All right, RC. Be good, man.
All right, boy. Yes, sir.
Oh,
we back on the L. Duncan Show.
Local hard news.
Really did.
Breaking banner.
Tonight, a 3-alarm fire in Spalding Woods.
What the hell? Yo, you went into a character. Right. Where's Spalding Woods? Is that in Georgia?
No, I just made it up.
You just made that
up? Doesn't that sound like something that you would say on a news podcast?
Spalding Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's combine a couple of words.
That's pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah, she does.
Sarah
Feather Oak! No, that doesn't sound that great.
You know what we forgot to ask RC, by the way? Thanks, RC, for joining us. He's always a riot.
Yeah.
We forgot to ask him your question about, what was it? Who would he rather set on fire from the pivot?
Yep. But I was going to frame it like this. Two of your best friends, let's say their names are Fred and Channing. All right. Burning building. You can only go in to save one. Which friend do you save? Fred or Channing?
Damn.
No.
That's a good one.
And then he can't leave. He's locked into this Q&A with this front office personnel. He's going to have the answer.
100%. I like that. He would have said something really high level. Like, we're all going to die together.
Myself, yeah. I sacrifice myself and say, hey, guys, go that way. I got to stay and die.
For no reason. Yeah. It's always like the adage, like, the captain goes down with the ship. Why? Why can't he get everybody off and then jump too?
Well, he hit an iceberg, all right? And he ought to go down with the ship. I'm still mad.
Speaking of going down with the ship, imagine
what a segue.
Yeah, imagine you're a grown man.
Yes.
You've worked your whole life, to whatever it is, whether it's security ops or maybe you were in criminal justice. Uh-huh. Some of the security guards around here are former Homeland Security. Imagine you go through all this process so that you can be a bodyguard of a very famous person. Mm-hmm. And this very famous person utilizes your years of skill to carry them through the sand so they don't get their Jordans creased. And that is exactly what DJ Khaled did. You see, he's getting out of his car here and he realizes, I'm going to get these dirty. So he has two grown giant men come over, lift him up like a baby. It kind of looks like how Byron Leftwich was lifted to the line when he hurt his knee.
Yep.
And then they throw him in the back of a truck. And then Khaled proudly is like, look what I did. It's major. I made these guys carry me even though they're grown because I didn't want to get my shoes dirty.
DJ Khaled, Australian now.
I didn't sound Australian. How do you
sound like
your,
a Kiwi?
How do you, if you're these security wives,
just like get emasculated like that?
That's what I'm saying. You're these, I mean, you kind of have to. It's your job to do whatever.
Call of Duty.
But what do you lie when you walk in the door and your wife's like, what'd you do today? How was your day, sweetie? Do you lie and
say? They don't look happy at all.
Look at that. They had to carry him again. And to Khaled, this is a flex, but I don't think it's the flex.
Is it though? Yeah. That's mad embarrassing.
A little bit.
It's DJ Khaled. He can just get another pair.
Have you seen some of the pictures of the dudes before they propose to their ladies? They take their J's off and they set them to the side so that they don't crease their J's.
All for the gram. it's all for the social media post.
It's so
what if
weird.
Omar would have done that?
I would have been like, I'm not marrying you because you care too much about shoes. Who cares? Who gives a damn?
Nice.
A little crease in your Jordans never hurt nobody. I love this in case you missed it.
Yep.
Okay. This is just a textbook example
of
the fact that old people still like to get it. Okay. Ooh. Who said? Ugh. Now, this is what you're looking right now is at a Raptors basketball game. This is the senior citizens.
Oh, they're lean with
group.
It.
Yeah. They're doing lean with it.
Oh, they're rocking with it.
And they're killing it right now. We used to have this, Gary, in Atlanta. They were called the Silver Classic Crew or something like that.
Okay.
And they would just, you know, they'd come out and dance to hip-hop music and everyone would have a great time and feel good about it.
I think Cher is inspiring an entire generation at 77 years young. Did you see her the other day? She was at some fashion week and she was being asked a question about something and then she had her new boyfriend. I don't recall his name, but
he's like 30 years old.
Real young dude, 34, and she's 77. Yeah. I had to do the math on that one real quick.
Get it.
Math wasn't math.
Madonna's like 80 years old
that's
and she's still
crazy.
Out here in body suits running
crazy.
On chairs.
It's
I think it's
too
great.
Much. What?
I think it's fantastic.
Why?
Listen, when you're young, you have this idea of like what you're supposed to do, what's age appropriate and whatnot. Mm-hmm. As you get older, you realize I'm trying to have fun. The thing is that I've realized is as you get older is when you become more unencumbered, when you feel free to be yourself, when you don't care about embarrassment, when you have no more humility, you know? I literally had like, as I was giving birth, I had like a whole crowd, like a whole class like come in and like take a peek. Like all humility went out the window after that. It was a teaching hospital, they said. I was like, why are all these kids looking at me down there?
Children.
I mean, you know, 21.
What?
Residents.
Oh, medical students.
Yeah, medical students. Residents just staring at me down there.
You had to sign a waiver?
No, it's a teaching hospital. It's understood. We might come in and look at you down there, you know? But all
that's
humility.
That's crazy. They just pop in whenever they want.
100%.
Damn, I'd be so embarrassed. like for myself, but I can't give birth. So
mind
like,
if we get a look?
Damn, like, that's crazy.
But what are you gonna say?
It's really cold in here. No, it's like super cold in here. Like, trust me, it's like it's cold in here, right? Like super cold. It's like super cold in here, like sterile. Yeah, no. Can somebody turn up the heat?
That's the time to do it, is when you're older. Live your best life. Do you have fun, be free. More 20-year-olds would be embarrassed to do that than people in their 60s.
That's actually a good call. That reminds me, too, of my first TV market in Cheyenne, Wyoming. There was an adult entertainment center. It was a strip club. And
we call it a shoe modeling establishment because all they wear is shoes.
Literally. And it not plural, just shoe, because the big draw there only had one leg. She wasn't letting that stop her.
Yeah.
She was doing her thing.
Yeah.
And when she wasn't dancing, they used her as the pole.
I love ironic strip clubs. There's one in Atlanta. It's called the Claremont Lounge. Same thing. Like, some of the more famous ones have like bullet wounds. One of them has a prosthetic leg that she takes off and she like uses it as a pole.
Stop it.
Grind on it. Yeah, there's all kinds. Like, I'm pretty sure there was one for a while that had a third nipple. It's like you kind of come. It's a bring your own beer place. So as you can imagine,
that says it all.
It was down in there.
That it does.
And in the final, in case you missed it, I don't even know what this is.
What do we got?
Fenway Heinz ketchup deal.
Yeah, what is this?
What does that mean?
So Fenway signed somebody.
So Fenway Park will have real ketchup this year?
What the hell were we eating?
Wait, we used to work for the Red Sox. They didn't have real ketchup?
What were they doing?
Did they have like, you know how sometimes it says catsup?
Stop. What? I just thought that was the fancy way to say ketchup.
You know, They had sugar-free ketchup this whole time?
Well, at least they're looking out for us. I mean, it's Boston, so it's like the paper straw thing. Listen, Red Sox fans have such a low barrier of entry this season that at least management brought something.
This is
brought
the optimism?
Something onto the season. At least they have something that fans can potentially enjoy this year is ketchup.
You think that they did like a big like, hey guys, we've signed someone new joining the Red Sox.
You're familiar with his work. He's a household name.
It's Heinz.
Cat's up. Damn. Another letdown.
Mm-mm. Congratulations. Also, you're going to enjoy that Frank behind a giant pole. All right.
$13.
On the other side of the L. Duncan Show, we will close things out with who's just down bad. Who's the down bad guy
this
of
is
the
sad.
Week? I was going to say, and I actually feel really bad for this next person. Stick around.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The L. Duncan Show closes things out with some folks that are down bad. Look at this red.
Oh, flop.
In the Virginia-Boston college game, he got elbowed in the face. Look.
Whack!
Yeah, that was, yeah, he definitely
a little bit embellishment. And then he was like, wait a minute, I can't call foul on myself. I can't take these free throws.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not taking a technical.
It's all good. And then he got up.
Look.
Our coach is chuckling.
Yeah, he's laughing.
Little visit to the chuckle hut. Didn't hurt nobody.
Sometimes, like, there's quotes, and I get it. I understand that my brand is like, oh, let's make fun of, like, things and people. But sometimes I see a quote. It makes me really sad. I got a heart, too, man.
Is that what your brand is, L?
Yeah. I mean,
you really, you signaled that out quite quickly.
Yeah, taking the L is literally a whole brand where I just, like, make fun
it's
of
good,
people.
Though.
But this made me sad. Damian Lillard, of course, traded from Portland, which he wanted, to the Bucks, which he didn't want. And he's going through a divorce. He is a dad. And he has this quote where he talked about his time in Milwaukee, and he said, I go to practice, I go home, watch boxing, play video games. Man, I type in fight hype on YouTube 100 times and be praying for something new to be on there. Seriously, I don't have much of a life.
All right. So, Elle, I understand the context to which you just gave that that summation of what Dame is going through right now. But if our listening and viewing audience didn't know what you prefaced it with, that sounds like such an awesome life. Are you kidding me, dude? Let me just change it up for you. Hit the gym, go home, watch YouTube, play video games. Man, I'm just chilling watching YouTube. Seriously, I don't have much of a life. It doesn't fit in that soundbite. That sounds freaking awesome.
Is that because he literally described your day?
No, I mean, I'm out there. I'm grinding. I'm doing yard work.
Improv class.
I got improv. Wait, we don't call it class, all right? We just call it seshes. That sounds awesome. No, but seriously, that sounds awesome. You don't agree?
I think that you think that that sounds awesome until you do. You want your kids around. You want to snuggle. You want someone to share something with. You had something funny happen in your day. Nobody on Twitch cares. You know, you want to share that with somebody. It's. I feel bad for him.
There's also an omission in this quote. He's not in the studio. I feel like he can go full Adele right now with all the emotions that he's going through.
He raps.
I mean, this dude could lay down some tracks based off what he's going through right now.
Should I give up or should I just keep chasing rings even though it's led nowhere?
Damn, that was good too. Right. Another compliment on National Compliment
I love that.
To
Thank
my
you
best
for all
friend,
the compliments.
L. Duncan.
Compliments to Iowa. That's where we're headed, Gary, for a college.
To see some history.
We're about to see some history. Caitlin Clark is just, haven't checked, 30 points shy.
Yeah.
Pete Maravich's record, maybe less than that. She averages 32 points a game. This is a huge game. It's probably going to be her final regular season game at Carver Hawkeye, playing Ohio State, who leads the conference right now. This is huge.
And she needs to get some revenge because, right, Ohio State was the game where she lost and then collided with the fan, yeah?
That was not Ohio State.
That was not Ohio. It was a red team.
Yeah.
I knew they were red.
Well done.
I knew they were red.
It was Nebraska?
I knew it was a red team. I knew it was a red rival, okay? Hey, let me ask you this question, because your game day, you're holding it down. Do you think you'll get her on the show prior to the show?
I certainly hope so.
Okay.
I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but that would be great. You know, it's the bubble is, the circle's tight around Caitlin at
Correct.
This point. Last year we were in Iowa. Things have changed even since then. So a little bit of history. Make sure you watch ESPN Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're going to have a great time, great crowd, and we will see you there. You know what? I'll end with this. Gary, you are kind. You are important. I'm just doing the line from The Help. I couldn't actually think of one, so I just stole one from Viola Davis.
Keep going, because I haven't seen the movie.
You have a beautiful girlfriend. You've got great hair, and I love your parents. And I'm so grateful they had you, but mostly that they had your sister. The L. Duncan Show. Appreciate you watching.
I'll take it. That works.